The Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, December 8th. The first reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 9 to 15 and 20. After the man Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat?" The man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me food from the tree, and so I ate it." The Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Then the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the day of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. The second reading, from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3 to 6, and verses 11 to 12. Brothers and sisters, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the prayer of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplished all things according to the intention of his will, so that he might exceed for the prayer of his glory, we who first hope in Christ. The Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting it might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relation with a man? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who were called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. Sharing of the reading, first the theme. To be humble and to obey God are the two main keys to win over sin and death. Many authors compare human life at the battle between good and evil, truth and falsity, light and darkness, and life and death. The most important thing is to find out the way to win this battle in our life. Today's reading helps us to learn victorious examples and to avoid failure examples in the history of salvation. In the first reading, Adam and Eve miserably failed due to the serpent temptation. The serpent aroused their pride so that they disobeyed God's command. The happened results were they were ashamed and hidden from God. In the second reading, by Christ's humility and obedience to the mystery of incarnation, human beings receive grace upon grace, the forgiveness of sin, the right to be God's adopted children, and the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel, by Blessed Mary's humility and obedience, she was kept immaculate, became Mother of God, and through her, God's promise of giving the Messiah to humans was fulfilled. Second analysis. The first reading. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Third point. Because of Adam and Eve's sin, they were separated from God. When they didn't sin that, they had a perfect relationship with God, Arthur and all Richard. When they sinned, their relationships were damaged. First, Adam and Eve were afraid and hidden from God. When God looked for them after they had sinned, He called out to them, Where are you? Adam said, I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. The nakedness caused them to be ashamed and hidden from God. This feeling wasn't happened before they committed sin. Sin caused people to feel ashamed and to be afraid when they failed God. He continued to ask them, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The original sin can be called as the sin of pride and the disobedience of God's command. People wanted to be like God so that they don't have to obey him. Second, sin damages the relationship of man with other. Before they sin, Adam and Eve loved and trusted each other. After they sin, Adam suspected and found a fault in Eve. Adam told God the reason of his sin. The woman whom thou gave to me to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree and I ate. This also implies Adam found a fault in God's providence. Because you gave me that woman, I listened to her and fell. Third, sin damages the relationship between human and God's other creature. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, the original sin supposed the angel fall. The author of Genesis viewed the image of a serpent to symbolize for Satan because of his falsity and craftiness. Right from the beginning of chapter 3, the author mentioned this fact. Now the serpent was more subtle than any other wild creature that the Lord God had made. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. This falsity was also expressed twice when he banned the truth in his dialogue with Eve. First, he said to the woman, "Did God say, 'You shall not eat of any tree of the garden?'" Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Sin due to start with bending of the truth. Second, the serpent convinced the woman by two false beliefs. First, there is no death. Second, the good result after eating the food will be at God's, who know good and evil, no longer depending on God. This is the temptation of many people. They don't want to listen to anyone who preaches morality, to tell them what they should do or avoid. They want to determine for themselves what is good or evil according to their thinking and standard. He fell into temptation due to the food attraction and the desire to know what is good and evil like God. She ate it and gave to Adam, and he also ate it. When they recognized that they were deceived by the serpent, it was too late. See Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 to 7. When God asked the women, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent beguiled me and I ate." Second point, the enmity between Satan and human being. First, God declared the serpent punishment because he is the cause of sin. "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all cattle and above all wild animals. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life." Next is the human punishment. They must continually fight with the serpent. This battle will happen in two areas. First area, between the serpent and the woman. Today, event in the first book of the scripture had a relation between the event between the woman and the red dragon, the old serpent. In the last book of the scripture, the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 1 to 18, the scholar easily identified the old serpent as Satan, but not on the women. Some said the woman in Revelation is Mary. The author said she is the church. I agreed with the second, but saw no opposition between the two opinions, because Mary is always with the church to fight against Satan and his companions. Second point. Between your seed and her seed, God said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the women, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Even human must always fight, but God implied the final victory will be on the women's seed through these words. He shall bruise your head, and the serpent hopelessness, and you shall bruise his heel. The woman's seed it first applied to Christ, and then all those who belong to him. The second reading, he destined in love to be his son through Jesus Christ. Third point, rise in the new Adam. To the origin of grace. The author of the letter to the Ephesians explained to us the origin and the meaning of grace when he prayed. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Grace come from God, it bestowed to Christ by his merits. Grace is also the Holy Spirit's seven gifts, which Christ sent to us after his departure from this world. Second, the privileges which humans are inherited. By Christ's merit. Victorious works in his passion, death, and resurrection, humans are inherited the following graces: to become pure and holy, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him; to become God's children. He destined the earth in love to be his son through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. To pray God, to the prayer of his glorious grace which he freely bestowed on earth in the beloved. Second point, Christ brought back glory for humans. Due to Adam's fall, humans were condemned and died. But due to Christ's obedience to God, humans are forgiven from all sin, given grace upon grace, and inherited eternal life. This is God's plan of salvation, which existed from the beginning of the world, but only were revealed to human beings when Christ incarnated. The author explained this mystery as follows. In him, according to the purpose of him who accomplished all things according to the counsel of his will, we who first hope in Christ had been destined and appointed to live for the prayer of his glory. Third point, the gospel. reincarnated after the war fiat of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Third point. God chose Mary to be the mother of the Messiah. First, we need to make clear that verse 26 in this passage is Luke's introduction before he entered into the detail of the Annunciation event. This understanding helps us to avoid the question, why the Virgin Mary said, "How shall this be, since I have no husband?" In verse 34, why in verse 26 the bride to a virgin be charged to a man whose name was Joseph? We could say that most of the Blessed Mary title which the Church declared to generations have their origins in the detail of the Annunciation. Third, Mary is full of grace and God is always with her. As Gabriel saluted to Mary, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Second, Mary is always in good standing with God. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." This soul Mary is always free from sin. The title Immaculate Conception, which we are praising today, found its origin here. Third, Mary is the mother of God. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Mary is the mother of God because Jesus is the Son of the Most High. Fourth, Mary is the one who brings God's promise to our forefathers to fulfillment. "And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." The second point, the conflict between God and Mary's will. When Mary knew God's will through the angel revelation, she also declared her will to the angel that she was wanting to live a consecrated life. "How shall this be, since I have no husband?" The angel revealed to Mary the mysterious conception, which was different with all conception in human history. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." This means Mary had conception while she is still a virgin, as foretold in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and repeated in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Saint Luke ascertained this by Gabriel's words, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." If God let those who conceive in their own age, such as Sarah, Adam's wife, Samson's mother, Samuel's mother, and Elizabeth, Mary, king women, he can also let Mary to conceive and to be a virgin. Nothing is impossible to him. Third point, Mary feared. Mary answered to God taught her two things. The first is her humble attitude when she said to the angel, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. The second is her obedience to God's will. Let it be to me according to your will. With these two proper attitudes, she conceived Christ and opened the salvation aid for all humankind. Third, application in life. The original sin is the result of Adam and Eve's pride and disobedience. We must try to destroy the true sin in us. Grace and salvation are from God's immense love. Christ and Mary's humility and obedience to do God's will. We are still fighting against Satan and his companion because it is the continued enmity. But we are promised by God that we will be victorious if we are always humble and do God's will as Christ and Mary did. Amen.